the night wind to the little lamb. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
Way up in the sky, little lamb. See what I see.
Do you see what I see?
A star, dancing in the night with a tail as big as a kite. With a tail as big as a kite.
I don't know if you're like me, but when I hear a song like that with Johnny Mathis, I just get that feeling in your chest. It's good. It's all good. Brent Laux with you, filling in on the Evan Bray Show here today. My next guest is a very interesting gentleman. He grew up in Saskatoon, he was telling me. So what we're talking about is family gatherings over the next week or two. You're planning to spend time with your family, be it your parents, your grandparents, aunts and uncles, and you notice something's different. Something has changed in one of them, or maybe more than one of them. Dr. Howard Chertko is a Canadian research scientist at Baycrest Health Sciences. He's a partner with the Canadian Consortium on Neurodegeneration in Aging. And I had an opportunity to speak with the doctor this morning about dealing with those changes you see when you're interacting with family members that you haven't seen for a while.
It is inevitable, even if you don't want to. For many people, it's there. They see their parent or grandparent they haven't seen for 3 months, 6 months, 12 months. And sometimes I get calls, families are shocked by what they see and upset, and they notice a change. So it's going to happen, and you might as well think about it and be aware.
So what are some of the things that you think people may notice or they should watch for?
Well, what people notice is change. For example, a grandparent, last Christmas, they were putting on the dinner. They remembered everyone's names. They were engaged and with it. And now the families notice, grandmother is mixing up our names. She forgot she gave us presents yesterday. She couldn't put together the meal. She's forgetting conversations we had yesterday, and these can be worrisome signs in an older person. Now, you've got to realize, at the holidays, people may not be at their best. Maybe they've traveled, they didn't get their sleep, they're in a different place, they took a sleeping pill last night, and lack of sleep, travel, medications, those can make people impaired compared with what they usually are. But you look for, when you notice major changes, change is what you're looking for. Change is the worrisome. There are people who have a bad memory their whole life, and that's fine. But if someone was really functional and had a good memory a few months ago and now they don't, that is cause for concern.
So family members perhaps notice a change. What do they do with it? I think most families would probably have a conversation amongst themselves saying, gee, did you notice this about grandpa, or did you notice this about mom or dad? But what do they do with that information?
The key thing is getting the person to a doctor to be assessed. And you have to realize that the family may be more aware of what's going on than the person who has a memory loss, because loss of insight, people lose their ability to judge how they're doing. So very gently and with great care and love, you have to say, look, we're worried about you. We notice these changes. You have to get to your doctor, and it's best if older people don't go alone to their doctor, because there may be something that can be done. It may be a low thyroid or high blood sugar or too many pills. So on one hand, you don't want to be in denial and say, no, it's nothing, it's nothing. On the other hand, you don't want to be saying it's hopeless, there's nothing to be done, it's Alzheimer's disease, because we do find treatable and reversible conditions. Person has to go to their doctor, has to have a proper assessment, blood tests, brain imaging, because people with diabetes, for instance, can have strokes they're not even aware of. And if those strokes are found on the imaging, on the scans, then something can be done. So what does not help is to do these things, to confront the person, say, look, You're not remembering. Try harder. The person isn't trying to do this. It doesn't help to belittle them or make them feel bad about it. There's still a stigma around aging and dementia and Alzheimer's disease, and people are very sensitive and very frightened because people know about dementia. They've seen Alzheimer's disease. They see people having to go into nursing homes and losing their license. It's a very scary thing. So it takes a lot of gentleness and support from a family and reassurance that the family is going to be there for them. Look, we're going to help you. We're going to find out what this is. We're going to get you through this and find out what can be done.
In your work that you do, Dr. Chertko, what progress is being made around cognitive decline and some things that people can be doing to perhaps slow its progress?
Well, this is a breakthrough decade. We're having breakthroughs in terms of diagnosis with new sorts of PET scans and now blood tests for Alzheimer's disease. So we can diagnose people much better than we could 20 years ago. We're understanding the different proteins in the brain and the difference. Not everyone's the same. We need precision medicine where treatments are geared for each individual. And this is going to be the decade where we finally have treatments to, I believe, slow and perhaps even stop progression. The first anti-amyloid drug was approved by Health Canada a few weeks ago. We're going to see more and better drugs coming over the next decade. So it's really important that there be doctors involved looking after patients with memory loss. The memory clinic in Saskatoon is very active. Andrew Kirk and his, Megan O'Connell and their team, who are part of our national CCNA, and they've developed very good methods for reaching out to people in the rural areas of Saskatchewan and offering them memory clinics and memory support. So there's just going to be new treatment, new diagnosis. Things are going to really change, and it's very exciting that finally we're going to be able to offer meaningful treatment for people with dementia. So it's essential that it be noted by families, that doctors get involved, that a diagnosis be made, because treatments are coming quite soon.
That's such a positive story that you've got there for us. So what about someone like myself? I'm 70 years of age, and I find myself at times thinking, gee, that doesn't seem right, or my brain doesn't seem to be reacting as quickly as it used to. Are there things I can be doing, be it exercises, games, whatever, to stave off perhaps or delay the onset of cognitive decline?
That's a great question, and a lot of progress is being made in the area of prevention. And what has been found is probably about half the cases of dementia could be prevented or mitigated by changes in lifestyle. So everybody, particularly people who have a family history and are therefore at somewhat higher risk of cognitive decline, there are things everyone should be doing. Let me just rhyme off a list of 5 or 10 of those. Exercise, the most important thing, the most validated thing, you're supposed to be getting 150 minutes a week of vigorous exercise. Those are the Canadian guidelines. If you're getting that exercise, you're taking 5 years off your brain age. So exercise, 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 and getting your obesity, getting your weight down is the second most important. Avoiding things that are bad for your heart, because what's bad for the heart is bad for the brain. So smoking, cholesterol, high blood pressure, untreated diabetes, treating those is hugely important. Having cognitive stimulation, as you mentioned, doing an interesting job or puzzles or something that you like, playing bridge, it's very different. Find something that you like as you get older that stimulates your brain. And social activity. We now know that loneliness, depression, loss of sense of meaning in life, those are predictors of dementia. So that's not in a pill, but people have to remain socially active, get out of your apartment, even though it's cold, see your friends, see your family. And then there are other things, avoiding too much alcohol, flossing your teeth every day, treating depression. These are getting hearing aids. Anyone who has decreased hearing, getting hearing aids helps prevent dementia. So there's a whole list of things that people can do at any age to try and reduce their chances of getting cognitive impairment and dementia. So look on the internet at the Baycrest website. We've got a Dementia Prevention Center. We've made videos on 15 things you can do to help prevent dementia. And I hope everyone over the holidays and over the winter will be thinking of their brain and their brain health. Last thing I have to mention, avoiding brain injury, particularly for kids and teenagers. Hockey helmets, essential, bicycling with helmets, avoiding getting knocked out and concussions and brain trauma, very important for your brain health 50 years later.
You have given us some wonderful information, Dr. Chertko, and I sure appreciate your time here today. People want to find out more about your Baycrest Health Sciences work. There's a website there they can go to?
Yeah, just do Google search Baycrest Health Sciences and put in Chertko Dementia Prevention. It'll get you to our videos on little short videos on what you can do to help prevent cognitive decline with aging.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for your time. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, and I hope it stays not too cold out there.
Dr. Howard Chertko, as I mentioned earlier, he grew up in Saskatoon, lives in Toronto now, but does some great work, and you can tell he's really passionate about it. He's a research scientist at Baycrest Health Sciences, and he's also with the Canadian Consortium on Neurodegeneration in Aging. Again, he said just Google Baycrest if you want to find out more and about some of the videos that you can see and about some of the steps you can do to hopefully stave off that brain decline. Evan Bray Show is what you're listening to. Brent Laux, guest host today on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. Morning, it's Brent Laux filling in today. Evan Bray, hoping he's back tomorrow, but I can't guarantee that he's going to be back tomorrow. I've just heard some conversations that Evan battling one of the bugs that are out there. Gosh, there's just so much going around these days. I had a nasty nose, throat thing about a month ago now for me. And my wife went through one where she said it was like razors in her throat, just difficult time swallowing, a lot of pain, that sort of thing. And I know a ton of kids that have been sick. And when we hear the flu shot numbers in the province are below where they'd like them to be, they say about one in five people in Saskatchewan has had a flu shot. It's your own individual choice. I get it. But if you have just kind of forgotten about it, why not pop into your nearest pharmacy or make some calls to the health line, find out where you can get that flu shot. Now, I'll tell you, I'm like, if you're anti-vax, you won't like me, okay? I'm the poster child for vaccinations. Got my flu shot couple months ago. I guess it was in October, I think they came out. Got my updated COVID shot. My doctor convinced me this year I got the shingles vaccination. There's two of those. I got the Prevnar. What is that for pneumonia? I'm the lab rat. Hey, but we all want to stay healthy as for as long as we possibly can here. You know, following my conversation with Chris Garrett, Chris, the CEO of the Saskatchewan Realtors Association. One of our listeners texted in, says, I'm a realtor. I was also a journeyman electrician for 15 years in new home construction. Listening to Chris, very interesting for me, knowing both sides. The real estate market is hot. Builders can't keep up. Now, being in the trades for so many years, this gives me some insight as to why it's hard to recruit and hire people for the trade position. He says, most journeymen that I know make only about $2 more than they were making 10 years ago. That's brutal, as the cost of everything has got out of hand. So why can't these companies, these bosses, pay more? It's a race to the bottom, this listener says. People that worked for someone have left. I know so many people, they started a small business in the trades, and now they will undercut their previous bosses. Home builders want the lowest cost to do the work. Everyone keeps undercutting as the race to the bottom. They can't pay higher wages. Companies that make it work have the boss on the tools and the paperwork at night and maybe a couple helpers. This person says it's really quite wild. And he says that's why you can't find anyone interested to go out and freeze their butt off for what he calls a garbage wage. And he says that's why I left to do real estate 3 years ago. It's not like it used to be. And sadly, you hear that in so many many industries these days. You're a business owner, of course. You want to make as much as you possibly can. I know there's been a lot of talk about that in the long-haul trucking industry, where more and more these contracts are being undercut. These companies pop up, promise the world, and it's making for challenges in the quality of service, in the quality of the finished product as well. I get it where, you know, you see a lot of people talking, gee, I'd like to get a job. How do I get into the trades? But if the pay isn't there, then maybe that is, as one of our listeners says there, maybe that's the issue. Other stuff that we were talking about, we had a wonderful conversation just a few minutes ago, talking about keeping an eye on family members as you're going to be spending time with them over Christmas, and maybe you see a change in their behavior. Our guest was Dr. Howard Chertko, who does work on brain degeneration, and he talks about the progress that is being made and the fact that if you see a change, maybe you haven't seen your relative for a number of months or a year or more, you're hanging together at Christmas, if you see a change in them, then have a family conversation and find a way to get that person to go to their doctor, because he says sometimes you may think the worst, you may think it's the onset of dementia or Alzheimer's, but there are other health matters that could be dealt with that could reverse some of these symptoms that people may be exhibiting. Dr. Howard Chertko, interesting fellow. We appreciate his time. Although one listener texted in, yeah, well, there's no doctors around anymore like family doctors. It is a challenge. I know, I count my blessings. I've got a family doctor. I had a wonderful family doctor for many, many years. And then you know what she did? How dare she? She retired. So then the search began. Luckily, there was some new young doctors, and you know, you go through that whole process where if you're lucky enough to find a doctor that may take you on, there is that may take you on, because in my case, I had to go for an interview, a screening. Well, I don't know if I want you as a patient. No, he didn't say that to me, but I ended up with a real good doctor now. And it's like gold, isn't it? You know, it's people move into a new area and they say, I need to find a family doctor. And everybody tells you, well, good luck. And then if you see something on social media, maybe a doctor's opened up more openings, or maybe a new clinic's open. It's just a mad rush to find that family doctor. And like I say, I just feel really fortunate. I've got a good family doctor right now. He takes real good care of me and my wife. So I'm happy for that. I'm grateful for that here as we come up on Christmas time, the things that you want to be grateful for. Hey, you know, what I'd be grateful for at Christmas time is lower grocery bills. And the guy that knows everything about the price of food, food distribution, food policy, the food professor, Dr. Sylvain Charlebois. You hear him on this program with Evan Bray through the course of the year. He's going to check in and look into his food crystal ball as to what we maybe can expect at the grocery store in the new year, 2026. Brent Laux, happy to be with you today on the Evan Bray Show. This is 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.